Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. Welcome to episode 135 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be continuing the series on Watch and Pray. This is going to be part two. Watch and Pray, part two. And the anchor scripture we used last week was Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Actually, not last week, on Friday. That says, watch and pray, lest ye fall into temptation. The spirit is indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the backdrop, again, as we said last time, was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus Christ was telling his disciples, guys, please, watch with me, pray, so that you don't enter into temptation. You don't enter into temptation. If you notice, Jesus was watching and praying. He didn't enter into temptation. But the apostles that were asleep, they entered into temptation. When temptation came, when trials came, they ran away from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus was giving them that instruction. The thing is, the world we live in today has a lot of trials for a believer. Has a lot of temptations for a believer. If you don't want to enter into temptation, if you want to stand tall in the midst of those trials, you need to be watching and praying. And we established last week that to watch means to be on guard. We said to watch means to be vigilant. We said to watch means to be constantly ready for the Lord's return. Constantly ready. We spent a lot of time talking about the value of preparation. The value of thinking ahead of time as a child of God. Another thing that being watchful means is to crucify the things of the flesh and walk in the way of God. If you look at the second part of that scripture that we read, he says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. A person that is watchful pays attention and says, this is what my flesh wants, but this is what the spirit wants. I am going to do what the Spirit wants. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. A person that is watchful pays attention to those things. They pay attention to their thoughts. What am I thinking about? Am I thinking about the things of the Spirit, or am I thinking about the things of the flesh? They pay attention to their words. The Bible says, your words are spirit and life. What are you saying with your mouth? Are you saying the words of the flesh? You see, some people, their vocabulary includes a lot of F words, a lot of S words, and things like that. Those are not words of the spirit. Those are words of the flesh. What are you saying with your mouth? You need to ask yourself, what are my actions? What does most of my day consist of? I'm not saying you should not relax and chill during the day, but what are you doing with your time? What you're doing with your time can be a very big determinant of the way your life is. Are you watchful? Are you watchful? Because really, to watch just means to be aware. To be aware. Because I'm telling you, when you're not aware, that's when you get in trouble. It's just like going through life as a distracted driver. A person that is a distracted driver is more prone to getting in accidents. But a person that is able to focus, a person that looks at the road signs, looks at the street lights, is aware of the speed limits, they are just aware. They just have this heightened sense. They are keeping track of everything. Those people are less likely to get in trouble because they are watching. So be aware. Are you aware of your surroundings? Are you aware of what's coming through your TV? Are you aware of what's coming through your radio? Are you doing the things of the Spirit? Because if you're doing the things of the Spirit, then you will not fulfill those fleshly desires. Because those fleshly desires are in humans. Right? The Bible says, in sin, my mother conceived me. We have those fleshly desires. Right? That's why we need to walk in the Spirit. That's why you need to watch. You need to be on guard. There are many things in the world these days that, this is benign. This is normal. But a watchful Christian will be like, wait, this thing does not line up with the Word of God. I need to walk away from this thing. I need to run away from this thing. Joseph was watchful. When Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, the Bible says that he ran away. He did not hang around. He was watchful. Being watchful means to not be distracted by the things of this world. Because again, when there are distractions, what do distractions do? Distractions cause you to take your eyes off the prize. Look at Apostle Paul. What did he say? He said, I press on toward the mark of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He was focusing on this. He says, one thing I do, forgetting that which is behind me, I'm pressing on. Forgetting that which is behind me, I'm pressing on. Forgetting that which is behind me, I'm pressing on. He was looking ahead. He was looking ahead. A person that is watchful, I mean, look at it. When you watch, it means you are looking intently. You are looking intently. You are focusing intently on something. What are you focusing intently on? Are you focusing intently on the distractions of the world? Are you focusing intently on the deceitfulness of riches? There are many people's lives. It happens. In fact, I'm also guilty of this. It happens. Where your hours, you spend a worrying about the things of this world, worrying about the things of this world, the deceitfulness of this world. What are you focused on? What are you watching for? What are you looking at? Jesus Christ, he was going through all these pains and troubles while on earth, but he was focused on his Father. He says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. That was a person that was watchful. That was a person that was watchful. In the Garden of Gethsemane, instead of falling for distractions, he was focused on praying to his Father because he knew that a big problem was ahead of him. And to overcome, he needed to pray. He needed to watch. So I'm encouraging you, brethren, don't be distracted by the things of the world. Those distractions, literally, they're distractions. Their job is to take your eyes off the prize. Remember, you're on this earth for a reason. You're on this earth for a mission as a child of God. What are you focusing on? Are you being distracted? Are you being pulled apart? Because I'm telling you, you will have legitimate things that want to pull you away from God. But you have to watch. You need to be on guard. Because I'm telling you, when you are not on the watch, that's when the enemy can come and mess up a person's destiny. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, Matthew 13, verse 25, he says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. When a person is sleeping, their eyes are closed. They are not watching. The enemy came and sowed tares because they were asleep. Some of this sleep is not mean physical sleep. It just means to be spiritually asleep, to not be aware, to not be watching. And then out of the blue, you just notice, how is it that my love for God is waxing cold? How is it that things of God that used to excite me before, they don't excite me anymore? How is it that, wow, I'm beginning to slip up as a Christian? If you look at the book of Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Revelation 2, verses 4 and 5, God was talking to one of the churches. He said, remember your first, you have left your first love. A person that has left their first love is a person that is not watching. They are not aware. They were Christians at some point. You know, they really loved the Lord. Their hearts were burning for God. But then over time, because they were not watching, because they were relaxing as Christians, they started to slip away in their relationship with God. They no longer pray as much as they used to pray before. They no longer read the Bible. Oh, wait, I've gotten too busy. I have work. I have responsibilities. I have this. But then they have hours for social media. They have hours for streaming services. But for God, they're like, no, God, 1 minute is all I can spare. You are not being on the watch. Many times when people slip away from God, when people begin to backslide, it's not something that just happens suddenly. It's something that happens over time. It's something that happens gradually. So they almost don't realize it. That's why the Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. They were asleep. It was like a slow departure from the faith. A slow departure from the faith. So let me tell you this, brethren, salvation, living a life of holiness, Living a life that pleases God is an active process. It's not a passive process. Again, you've seen me say, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It's something that has to be worked out. Salvation is something that has to be worked out. Even one of the verses in the Bible, I forget what exact verse it is. It says, make every effort to make your calling and election sure. Your calling and election sure. Your calling and election sure. You want to make it sure. You've been called. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. If you want to be among the chosen, you need to be watchful. There were 12 apostles that were called at the beginning. But it's not all of them that made the cut in the end. Judas Iscariot did not make the cut because he slipped into the ways of the world. I'm telling you, brethren, this message is very important, especially in the days we live in right now, because it's very easy to fall away from the faith. There are many things. There's like an assault from the enemy, an assault on Christians to try to get them away from the faith. Is it on TV? Is it on social media? Like literally almost everywhere you turn, there is a distraction. There is some distraction or the other when you're driving, when you're playing something on your radio, when you're on your computer. There are just distractions everywhere you turn. So it's very important as a child of God to be focused, to watch. Watching is something that requires your eyes. Watching is something that requires a constant sense of awareness. You need to be aware. You need to be aware. You need to hold fast. There are many parts of the Bible that talk about holding fast. You literally need to hold fast to your profession of faith. Because again, you do not want to lose your crown. You want to hold fast. So I'm encouraging you today, in the next series, which will maybe be the last part, we'll talk about pray. But I really wanted to make sure that I really hit on this whole concept of watching, right? So that you understand why this is so important. This is so important, right? So please, I'm encouraging you today, be watchful. Be watchful. If not, you will be taken unawares. And you do not want to be taken unawares. You want to be in the ark of God when the flood comes. It's a watchful person that is in the ark. It's a watchful person that is prepared. It's a watchful person that is vigilant. It's a watchful person that is on guard. Like, for example, the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it proceeds the issues of life. God is telling you, be watchful over what you put into your heart. What are you allowing into your heart? What kinds of messages are you listening to? What are you watching on YouTube? What are you engaging in on social media? What kind of input are you letting into your life? What are you even thinking about? What are you letting ruminate in your mind? What are you letting settle in your heart? What are you... Be watchful. Be watchful of your speech. What are you saying? Be watchful of your thoughts. What are you thinking? The Bible says whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are godly, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Watch what you're thinking about. Watch what you're listening to. Watch the kind of company you keep. To be watchful just means to assess yourself on a regular basis. Am I right standing with God? Or am I beginning to slip into the world? You need to watch. You need to watch. You need to be vigilant. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So for those of you that have not given your lives to Christ, I want to offer you an opportunity. Again, you need to be in right standing. The thing is, the only way to God is not good works. It's not because, oh, you were born into a Christian family. It's not because, oh, I read scripture. No, there are many people that read scripture every day that are not children of God. There are many people that do good works. They are great philanthropists, but they are not children of God. There are many people that were born into Christian homes that are not children of God. There are many people that go to church every single Sunday and they are not children of God. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So you have to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ for you to obtain mercy, for you to have true salvation, for you to have genuine salvation. That is the only way. Many churches these days preach that, oh, there are many ways to get to heaven. No, there are not many ways. There is only one way. There is only one way, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to enter through that door of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe you shed your blood and you died on the cross to save me from sin. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Cleanse me of all my sins. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to watch and pray all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast, including myself. Lord, please give us the grace to be watchful. Give us the grace to be aware. Give us the grace to be on guard. Give us the grace to be vigilant. When the flood comes, let us be in the ark. When the end comes, let us not be found wanting. Let us be found standing true with God, being on the right side with God. Father, we cannot do any of this on our own. Heavenly Father, please help us. Strengthen us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to do three things. Number one, find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. You know, many people understand the New Living Translation. Read it. Do what it says. There are many Bible reading plans out there. In fact, if you look at this, it's a Bible app. It's called YouVersion. I think YOUVERSION. There are many Bible reading plans. Follow these plans. Read about it. You can start in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. But as you're reading the Bible, do what it says. Watch, pay attention to doing what it says. And then the second thing I'll encourage you to do is listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's called The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will give you information on the things you should do so that you can grow in your walk with God, so that you can watch and pray. And then the third and final thing I'll encourage you to do is to find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. Find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches out there today that are not Bible-believing. They preach things that are not consistent with the Word of God. They preach things to try to appeal or appease itching ears. They preach things to try to fit in with the times. No, that's not the place you want to be. Find a Bible-believing church. I personally attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It has many parishes all over the world. But there are also many wonderful churches. Just make sure it's a place that preaches the true, undiluted Word of God. And after you hear the Word of God in church, go back. Look at the Bible. Look at the original manual. Go back and check. These things I just heard in service today, are they in line with the Word of God? Be like the Berean Christians that are referenced in the Bible. After they had been preached to, they went back and checked scripture just to make sure that what they heard in church lined up with what was in the Word of God. And as you do so, all will be well with you. Thank you for listening to me. I'll see you in episode 136. God bless you. Have a wonderful week ahead. Shalom.